This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. I'm still kind of hoarse from this weekend, so sorry. Did a lot of screaming and yelling. Now, that, at the Golden Knights game, not my reunion. But this this first opening segment is going to tick a lot of people off because the majority of people out there want to believe that marijuana is going to be a panacea for a lot of our medical ailments. And, you know, being a medical doctor and a family doctor, I do think that there is a place for medical marijuana. I really, really do, because I saw it help multiple patients of mine. But I don't think it's going to help everybody. I think it's different strokes for different folks. And so we have this study that came out of Australia, and nobody ever argues with the Australians. You know, the Australians are pretty, pretty cool. And we're afraid to argue with the Australians because we really don't want to go to war with them. I don't know anybody who's actually gone to war with Australia, but from what I understand, they'll totally know what they do, you know, what to do, and they'll also recruit all the kangaroo, the wallabies, and everything else. So nobody wants to ever tick off an Australian. Personally, I don't want to tick off an Australian because I really like Outback Steakhouse, and I don't want anything happening to that. So with this study, what they did is they looked at 83 studies. Okay, that's always a good study to do. If you ever need to do a study and you can't think of anything, just go and look at other studies. Okay, if I'm not accusing the Australians of doing that. Again, we do not want to tick off the Australians. But what they did is they analyzed 83 studies that looked at medicinal cannabinoids that did include THC, by the way, because THC, I think, has medical benefits as well. And they found very kind of limp, mind-blowing evidence that it really did help with multiple issues. So, for example, they looked at anxiety. They looked at post-traumatic stress disorder. They looked at ADHD. They looked at depression. They looked at Tourette's syndrome. Let me see. Did I get the ball? Depression, anxiety, attention deficit, Tourette, post-traumatic stress disorder. Okay, they said they looked at 6, and they only mentioned 5. Okay, not my fault. Typo. Again, I'm not going to bring it up. We don't want to tick off the Australians. So what they found is a few different things. One is, it might not have been what everybody purported it to be. Or if it did help, it might not have helped long term. Now, okay, this doesn't surprise me at all. And again, I'm going to go a little more into detail later today on this story. But if you have any background in science or medicine or marijuana, you would look at this and go, well, of course, duh. I mean, that's not the point. When we're looking at medical marijuana, which is what the politicians apparently don't have a clue on, medical marijuana is not supposed to be a cure for diabetes or a cure for pain. When Beto O'Rourke, or was it Andrew Yang, or somebody said, why don't we move all the veterans who are in pain to marijuana? That shows how uneducated they are on the subject of medical marijuana. Medical marijuana may be an adjunct. So, you know how I go to chocolate, you know, to feel better, and it's not a long-term cure? Medical marijuana could be an adjunct. I've noticed medical marijuana lower blood pressure. I've noticed medical marijuana prevent diabetes. I've noticed it help with pain. I've noticed it help with anxiety. Does it do that long-term? Does it cure the diabetes? Does it cure the high blood pressure? Hell no. No. But it might be a nice adjunct. And the other thing with any of us that are in science or understand marijuana or smoke marijuana or whatever, I don't smoke it, but I am looking forward to it. One day when I give up my medical license, I mean, can you imagine? My show would be so much better. I'd be like, dude, we're just going to kind of chill. I would love to do a show high, but I probably would lose my show. But the other thing that we know we've had tons of proof on is it's different strokes for different folks. For some people, certain strains of marijuana do exactly what we think it will. For others, they say, no, it doesn't do anything. It doesn't make them sleepy. It doesn't relax them. It doesn't help with their anxiety. And it's because we have receptors. We have these endocannabinoid receptors from our own cannabinoids that we make that will react to exogenous cannabinoids. And so when somebody says, well, it doesn't help with anxiety, it might not have helped that subset of people. Or maybe it helped them short term, but if you have anxiety or if you have depression, if you have diabetes, if you have high blood pressure, if you have post-traumatic stress disorder, if you have any sort of malady, all right, you don't need help for 15 minutes. You need help long term. So I want everybody to kind of slow the roll with this latest study that came out a couple days ago saying medical marijuana did not show the evidence that we needed to, you know, help with multiple medical issues. Because, again, they only looked at six, even though they only named five here. So they only looked at certain more mental health issues. And if there's a person out there that says, look, I feel great when I smoke marijuana, I don't have anxiety, I don't have depression, I'm doing fine, fine by me. As far as I'm concerned, it works for that person. But can we use it? Can we, in medical journals, can we on pharmaceutical formularies and insurance formularies, can we say that this medical marijuana or any form of marijuana or any strain we decide to use or we decide to pill up and put in a pill form, can we say it's going to help with your depression? We're not going to be able to do that for a long time. Why? Because we could get sued if you end up dying. If it doesn't help your depression and you decide to kill yourself, right? Or you decide to kill somebody else, we cannot take on the liability of, you know what? We put you on marijuana because we thought there was medical evidence that it would help you. Same thing with diabetes and high blood pressure. If I told you as a family doctor to smoke pot to manage your high blood pressure and to prevent your diabetes, and you end up getting a stroke or heart attack, I'm screwed. So you will not see the medical community say something is for a medical condition unless we know we can protect ourselves in a court of law. 1-877-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Jahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTORDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Now, Sam from Rockville asks if topical marijuana can help fight infections. He says he has an ingrown toenail that keeps bothering him every 6 months, and he would like to apply topical cannabis oil. That's a good question. That is a fantastic question, because we don't have studies, I don't think enough studies, on topical marijuana and infection. We do have some data on topical cannabis for pain, and from what I understand, it's still a little weak. When I look up, and we'll talk about ingrown toenails, I'll tell you guys what to do with ingrown toenails. And unfortunately, cannabis is not at the top of my list for that. But it's a really good question Sam brings up. So there was a study that was in the Journal of Pain Research, and it confirmed that if you use topical cannabinoids, topical products, that it could reduce pain in animals with inflammation and neuropathic pain. And apparently there's been studies with multiple sclerosis where people using THC creams or CBD creams have some relief of their pain. However, we still don't have any definitive evidence. And again, you don't want to promise something that you can't you know, deliver. If you say something's really, really going to help, placebo's only going to get you so far. So Dr. Sexton, who I need to see, Michael Sexton, a San Diego-based naturopathic doctor and medical research director of the Center for the Study of Cannabis and Social Policy, says her patients have a lot of interest in CBD ointments, and 40% of her practice has tried one. Now, she says there is a little bit of data in support of CBD for pain relief, but to go from animal to human is a giant leap. And again, how we're, you know, you could tell with animals that they're in less pain because they might move more, you know, agilely and stuff. But I also think animals have different pain receptors than we do. I think they have, they approach pain differently. You know, like I've seen my cats, you know, do accidental backflips, fall not on their feet. They get up and then they just act normal and they eat and they don't, you know, I would be limping for days. I would be calling 911. Yet these cats, they're just fine. One fell off our upstairs balcony years ago and into our piano. Oh, that sound of the piano, you just can't unhear. I mean, it was like, because I think he fell into the, I don't know where he fell, and he acted normal. Again, if it was me, I mean, I would be, yeah, I'd be in neck braces and back braces and all that. So I think it is, I agree with Dr. Sexton, it is a huge leap. She says the pain and stiffness that comes post-workout or from overexertion certainly has a pro-inflammatory component, so it is reasonable to think that CBD or other cannabinoids might have benefits, but we have no research to support this yet, and this comes from Shape Magazine. Also, Dr. Ricardo Kohlberg, you know, echoes what I've said. A lot of times your pain, especially neuropathic pain, is deep. And so topical creams may only go maybe a centimeter deep. You know, the fatty tissue could hold oil, so maybe it could seep into the fatty tissue and hold it. But there's a lot of diffusion because you have a lot of vascularity in the skin. And so as you apply any, you know, oil or topical, the bloodstream can, you know, will you know, pick it up and diffuse it. So there's, you know, it's also really hard to calculate how much is really going to, you know, work. So let's go back to the ingrown toenails. So I get ingrown toenails. It hurts. And the funny thing is, you know, it smarts maybe, you know, for a day or two, and then all of a sudden, you can't even put on a shoe. And you're like, do I have gout? And it's not gout. Gout will usually hit a joint. So if the tippity tip of your toenail is red, it's a problem. Now, what a lot of people don't realize is your nail, when it's ingrown, isn't always the tip of the nail. A lot of times it's the base. So I've done toenail removals. It's probably one of the very few procedures I could do fantastically, all right? You know, I really, really feel good about my toenail removals. But I learned from the best. And basically, you have to numb up the toe at the base. And then you very, very gently separate the nail from the nail bed. And, of course, the toe is numb. And then you roll it out from under the skin. And when you do that, and then you change instruments, you could cut the nail. A lot of people are really surprised to see that nail grow all the way to the, almost, I don't want to say circumferentially, but that nail is under a lot of skin. You have a lot of skin covering that nail. And so many times the ingrown inflammation is at the tip, because a lot of you will cut out, you know, part of the tip and go, okay, I find relief, I'm good, and then you could move on. And some of you go, I don't understand. I can't cut anymore and it's still inflamed. Well, it's because it's the lower nail. It's under the skin. You just can't get to it. And so we have to numb up the toe. We have to peel it away from the skin area, cut it, and then we use phenol to actually kill the nail matrix so that nail doesn't grow. Now, phenol burns. I believe it's acidic, and so it because it's an OL, it's an all, and it burns. So what we do when I do this procedure, well, first of all, I have a tourniquet, so you're not bleeding, because you can bleed a little bit. And so what we do is we tourniquet it, and then we numb it. So I only have like 15, 20 minutes to get this done, because I want to then reinstitute blood flow, and I want to make sure that toe can heal. So your toe starts getting a little white when we do this. And then I remove the nail, and it's nice and clean, no bleeding. Then I cut the nail. Really, you shouldn't bleed. And then I apply the phenol. Since the phenol can burn the skin, I take a bunch of Neosporin. You could do Neosporin or KY. And you could put that all over the skin. And then as you go into the deep pocket where that nail was underneath the skin, because you're not going to cut any skin. All you're doing is removing the nail. You put the phenol there at the nail matrix base, and hopefully the nail doesn't grow back. And people are worried about the cosmetic, you know, effects. You don't notice any of that. Because what happens is the skin is still over the nail, and so whatever you did underneath the pocket is not seen to anybody else, and so the nail still looks like a nice, beautiful nail. Sometimes when nails are really bad, you remove the whole nail, but I've rarely had to do that. I've only had to kind of do the sides. And the toe could still look cosmetic. You could still paint it later. I wouldn't do it, of course, until everything heals. But basically, the skin kind of heals over. And, after we take off the tourniquet and, you know, we kind of massage it and we wait for the lidocaine to wear off. Never want to use lidocaine with epinephrine. Epinephrine is used for lidocaine to keep it localized and help have longer pain control. You never want to do that with extremities. You just use regular lidocaine. But that Neosporin that I like to put around the toe really helps and prevents burning. A lot of people will tourniquet with a rubber band. I don't like that. Because a lot of doctors, sometimes if they're really busy, might forget that the rubber band is still on your toe. And you might be like, oh, I just leave it on there. No. So what I do is I use an actual tourniquet like we use when we do blood draws. And I have a big, huge hemostat attached to it. And so there is no, you are not walking out of there with the tourniquet on, you know. And you rarely bleed, and the toe ends up, you know, feeling pretty good. You actually don't have a lot of pain. I never have to write pain medicine for something like that because the toenail is out. And so you actually feel pretty good, and you don't really feel the phenol burning either. After we put the phenol, we actually dilute it, and we neutralize it with saline salt water. So you don't have any burning, and you overall feel pretty good. And then people go home. The only thing is it is a little raw, you know, because you're missing some nail. So we want to protect it. We don't want you playing sports. We don't want you out on the beach with flip-flops. And a lot of times we'll give you an antibiotic because there's still that chance of infection because you kind of have a little bit of an opening there where the nail was. So ingrown toenails, it could be a big deal to treat, but it's not that big a deal in terms of medical procedures because you could do it inside a regular family doctor's office or podiatry office or whatever and get it done and handled. However, a lot of people will unfortunately cause their more distal toenail, ingrown toenails, where the nail kind of grows into the skin at the tip because of the way they cut them. We recommend cutting your nail straight across, making sure you don't cut it super short so that, you know, there's a little bit of an edge. You could even put a little cotton underneath the nail every day and change it out to make sure it grows up and not into the skin because sometimes nails will grow into the skin. You could even put a little piece of dental floss. Take a little piece of dental floss if you can't get cotton in there and put it around the corner of that nail on both sides, and that helps lift it. Not when it's infected. That would hurt too much. But ingrown toenails aren't fun at all. 1-877-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Hunt hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Mike Pence is making remarks at Fort Hood, Texas, speaking about the killing of ISIS leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi.
Thanks to the decisiveness of your commander-in-chief, the world's number one terrorist leader was brought to justice. The leader of ISIS, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, is dead.
Cal Fire officials say the Kincaid Fire in Northern California has now grown to more than 75,000 acres and is 15% contained. Cal Fire Division Chief Jonathan Cox says firefighters will be concentrating their efforts in containing the fire today and tonight in Sonoma County.
That will be the test this evening when that one comes through, and that's why you'll see a significant number of resources in place around those communities.
He also says more than 90,000 structures are still threatened by the fire. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams, but now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So unfortunately, powerful new winds may be bringing more devastation to the California wildfires. They say crews battling the massive Kincaid Fire in Northern California's wine country fear that the wind is going to fan more flames. According to CBS News, the wildfire has burned an area more than twice the size of San Francisco, destroyed nearly 60 homes. 6 days after the fire first ignited, they say firefighters are still scrambling to put out hot spots. They're trying to get an upper hand before wind gusts are predicted to hit as high as 50 miles an hour. and kick up again. According to Cal Fire spokesman Rhett Pratt, the wind will carry burning materials sometimes miles ahead of the fire, so we're having to go around and one by one deal with those and mitigate those dangers as they pop up, which is always a difficulty in being dynamic and not just a set fire line. Yeah, you know, people think it's a front, you know, so like, you know, when you fight a war, you know, you have to, you know, you're like in Lord of the Rings, you know, we form the line, you know, you got to form the line, and then you have to, you know, advance, and it's not like that. I mean, you're fighting, it's almost like Vietnam War, you know, I mean, you got on the side and behind you, and, you know, I mean, the fire can spread over your head, right, to the area behind you. It's a very, very fluid situation. Now, the Getty fire is in Southern California. High winds fueled that. Apparently, they predicted gusts of about 80 miles per hour. According to Los Angeles Fire Chief Ralph Terrazas, he said, I've asked my command staff to do everything possible to ensure that the line is as cold as possible before these winds kick up. The wind expected to pick up in Northern California, Pacific Gas Electric warned it could conduct its third power cut in less than a week, and then 4 million people would be in the dark. Now, PG&E, according to CBS News, said two fires that broke out on Sunday in Lafayette, less than 20 miles northeast of San Francisco, may have been caused by their own electrical malfunctions. Even though they cut power to more than 2.5 million people, the electricity was not turned off in the area because it wasn't designated high risk, according to CBS News correspondent Jonathan Vigliotti. They said, if we did go into a mode where we wanted to prevent everything from happening, then we'd have shut the whole system down. And that's just not acceptable, according to PG&E President and CEO Andy Vesey. The utility also said it failed to notify 23,000 customers, including 500 with medical conditions, before shutting off their power. Governor Gavin Newsom said, we're going to investigate all this, and we're going to make a determination as to culpability. Oh, yeah, there's going to be blame, and there's going to be lawsuits, etc. So the Kincade Fire has grown to over 75,000 acres. By 7 a.m., 75,000 acres in Northern California burned. Fire only 15% contained as of a few hours ago. The blaze has destroyed 124 structures, 57 of which were residential homes. 23 others were damaged, more than 90,000 at risk. The agency estimated that the fire will be contained by November 7th. I mean, we're talking over a week, way over a week. But spokesman said it may take weeks, if not months, to fully extinguish the flames. Due to another wind event expected to begin today, more evacuation orders have been issued for residents. Sonoma County Sheriff Mark Essick said a few individuals entered the evacuation zone with criminal intent, and so deputies had to make an arrest. See, it's interesting. Here we are thinking that all hands are on deck, right, you know, to save lives and to get, you know, everybody out and deal with the evacuations. And what do you have? You have jerks out there going, I can take advantage and steal something. And so on top of all this, our first responders have to also protect the homes that we had to evacuate. I mean, I don't understand humans. I mean, you would think people would just have more sense. The Getty Fire in Los Angeles has burned over 650 acres. It's only 5% contained as of now. I checked on my family. They're doing good. Still bad air quality, but they're you know, not in an evacuation zone yet. Several neighborhoods are under evacuation orders. 8 homes have been destroyed so far, according to Mayor Eric Garcetti. Apparently, one side of Highway 405, it looks like an inferno. Not to mention, you know, now you cut traffic, and that's a huge artery going north-south. Senator Kamala Harris said that her family in California had evacuated due to the wildfires. So, Pacific Gas and Electric, this is really interesting. There's a op-ed on Fox News by Tom Del Baccaro. And he said that this can't kind of go on where PG&E provides power, but there's all these regulations and policies that they have to follow that may actually have caused this. So he writes, California must recognize that decades of power line maintenance and allowing overgrowth near power lines, a policy choice mixed with high winds and dry conditions, not new to California, are taking their toll. He says PG&E must no longer bow to environmentalists who dictate that trees can only be trimmed to a few short feet from power lines. During high winds, that's no buffer at all, not to mention how quickly the trees grow. They say beyond that, our power companies cannot have their core mission, delivering safe and reliable power, be compromised to achieve environmental goals. I suggest that a scorched earth is not environmentally sound, he says. Simply stated, it is time for those environmentalists to put immediate public safety ahead of their fervor. He also writes that it's irrational that PG&E cuts power to resident businesses, thereby cutting off means of communication when safety information is most needed. These fires in California, the hurricanes in the south, the tornadoes in between, demonstrate how vulnerable our disaster communications are. So unless you have a battery-operated radio and can listen to AM radio, and hopefully that station is not affected by the fire, you can't expect TV, right, to you know, notify you, especially if your power is going off. So apparently, and again, this is all news to me, and this is one opinion, that PG&E is constantly bombarded with environmental restrictions, that they will be allowed to do what they do as long as A, B, C, D, and E are done to ensure tree safety, etc. Well, if that's the case, where power lines are not in open areas. I see, I live in Vegas, and I kind of grew up in Phoenix and Scottsdale, or Phoenix and L.A. And so I just remember power lines being in open areas, near the roads, near open fields. And I understand there's a lot of, you know, beautiful, beautiful lands in Northern California, etc. But if these power lines are very, very close to tree lines, okay, that makes no sense. And burning trees, dead trees, did worse than just clearing an area for power lines or having power lines go around an area. So, you know, I don't really understand all the politics that's going on in California because I haven't lived there for years. But I agree that if PG&E is supposed to provide power, and safe and reliable power, and not cause blackouts so people can still get their medicines, can access a refrigerator, can have the warmth or the air conditioning that they need, that they can't also be boxed in by environmentalists. And mind you, I love the environment. I work for the EPA. I love trees. I love forests. But if you want to have homes in an area, and there are homes in an area and people living there, and they need power, there's going to have to be some sort of balance. PG&E said Sunday that it's monitoring a third consecutive wind event that could affect 32 counties across northern and central California. And this new strong and dry wind event is forecast for today all the way through midday. So what are they expected to do? And, of course, people are already threatening that they're going to sue them. Well, they're trying to provide power to people who live in beautiful forest areas. What are they supposed to do? 1-877-DEATH-LA.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Dolly Friday show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook for Dr. Dahlia. Please keep your questions coming. I love answering your questions. No question is too hard for me. I mean, and even if it is, I'm not going to pretend. I mean, I'll look up the answer, so it's okay. Send it. And if I don't know, I don't know. You know, and no question is stupid. Okay? No question is too stupid. So please, 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 you know, bring it at drdahlia@hotmail.com. So do you guys remember this grandfather that, I guess, was holding his grandchild out of a window and then the baby drops and dies? Okay. So Salvatore Sam Anello faces 3 years in prison if he's found guilty of causing Chloe's death. Chloe Weingand was only 18 months old when she plunged to her death on July 7th after her grandfather held her up to a window on the 11th floor of a Royal Caribbean cruise ship that was docked in San Juan, Puerto Rico. Parents Kimberly and Alan, Kimberly 36 and Alan 41, are standing by Grandpa. Well, you know, but they're going to sue the liner for inexplicably leaving a window open in a family play area. Family lawyer Michael Winkleman suggested Puerto Rican authorities may have ulterior motives for charging Anello instead of blaming the cruise line. He says it was an accident, and that Anello thought this was a wall of windows. Right now, he's being held on $80,000 bond. So he's charged with negligent homicide. The 18-month-old girl died, obviously, instantly when she hit the concrete dock. The attorney for her parents told Daily Mail that the homicide charge has not changed their view that Royal Caribbean is to blame. And lawyer Michael Winkleman also posed questions over the integrity of Puerto Rican prosecutors, suggesting that they may have an ulterior motive in pointing the finger at Anello instead of criticizing the cruise line operator. And this is such a shame. She's such a beautiful little girl. They say it's hard not to think that a lot of this is either for show or for some sort of ulterior motive. I don't have any evidence to support this. It's just my working theory. But what surprised me is that there was an effort to try to have this case go forward in an effort to try to help Royal Caribbean. Now, I guess Kimberly is the mom, 36 years old, and South Bend, Indiana police officer dad, Alan, is 41. And they have vowed to sue Royal Caribbean for inexplicably leaving a window open in a family play area. They maintain that Anello lifted Chloe up so she could bang on the glass, because she likes to do that when she goes to older brother's ice hockey games, but was unaware that the panel had been slid open, therefore fell through. So we're a little, like, we don't know if he did. Like, remember Michael Jackson, you know, held the baby and, you know, brought the baby over the balcony, and, you know, everybody kind of had a fit that he did that because he could have dropped the baby. So we don't know if it's something like that. I don't know if this is, well, you know, he lifted the baby up, held the baby. I don't know. Either way, it's stupid all around. And I don't know what the hell happened. And I see people do stupid things with kids all the time. I don't know how I would be able to go on if I lost my baby, especially to a family member. You know, and if it was an in-law, it would be really, really hard to have them over at my house for Thanksgiving. I know you're supposed to forgive, and I'm sure Grandpa doesn't feel, you know, doesn't feel good about it. And I'm sure he's innocent. He didn't do it on purpose. But I would just have a tough time as a mom, you know, being able to, you know, look at my child's killer. It would be, even if it was innocent, I'd have a tough time doing that. I'm just telling you right now. So Winkleman said the family civil action has so far been stymied by both the Puerto Rican police and Royal Caribbean, refusing to hand over CCTV footage capturing the moment she went overboard, citing the pending investigation. Apparently, he is an IT worker, was quizzed by police hours, and I'm looking right now at the window. And it's interesting because It's supposed to be all glass. And this one's open. I don't know how you could not tell. But, I mean, so here's the thing. All right? The windows slide open from right to left. There's a wooden railing that she was propped up on. And for some reason fell forward. And I guess with, you know, cruise lines, there's balconies all over the place. There's rooms, there's balconies. Balconies are of a certain height, so a kid can't climb themselves. But if a family member holds the kid on a railing, the kid could fall. So my guess is, Grandpa didn't see that there wasn't a window pane there. And she fell through. So, I don't know what the answer is. It's, you know, lawsuits happen. And we are very, very quick to sue when things happen. And maybe Royal Caribbean is at fault. Maybe they had a broken window. Maybe they should have signs saying, please don't let your kids go near the windows. I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. But I just, you know, when we look at who's responsible for what, it doesn't seem like fairness or even common sense is involved. Like, you know, there was a huge lawsuit in my neck of the woods with MGM Hotels. And the Harvest 91 festival shooting. And the shooter was in Mandalay Bay at the hotel that appeared to be near the festival, even though MGM wasn't even hosting the festival from what we understand. Correct me if I'm wrong. But the shooter went to a nearby hotel, shot through two windows, broke two windows, which still confuses me how there's only one shooter. I still think there was more to the story, but, you know, we're not really getting a lot of details. But because he was at the Mandalay Bay when this happened, there was a multi-hundreds of million dollar lawsuit against the property owner of the hotel. Now, what could the hotel have done? They could have maybe had better security, they say. Well, apparently they were able to prove to a jury that there were a lot of things that the hotel could have done to prevent this. Like prevent him from bringing in all the guns that he used. Have security, as soon as he broke through the window, go up there immediately. And so we don't know what went wrong. But did the company need to basically, you know, be at risk of going under because some rogue guest did something? You know, and nobody really is going to feel sorry for big companies because they're like, okay, you know, big companies have money, you know, they have plenty of money, and somebody needs to pay and somebody needs to help the families and the victims. And I mean, the poor families and victims, I mean, it was one of the worst mass shootings, you know, on the history of our soil. It was horrible. And you know, I love how, you know, there's been a lot of support, you know, for these victims and for these families. But we just have this knee-jerk reflex of when something goes wrong, all right, we could find a way to sue. And we could find a way to, you know, lay blame, just like what we're seeing with the fires and the California fires. I mean, you lay blame enough on the electrical company and have so many restrictions for them. I mean, that electric company may say, I'm out. Or they may say, you know what, fine, no power. We'll just shut off the power every fall. So, you know, we got to kind of think before we act. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hey, everyone. everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95, and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.